Welcome to the Stats Podcast. Today's topic, contingency tables. Hey everyone. Today we're diving into contingency tables, one of the fundamental tools in analyzing categorical data. Whether you're looking at survey results, medical studies, or business analytics, contingency tables help us organize and interpret data in meaningful ways. What is a contingency table? A contingency table is just a table that displays frequencies, or how often certain categories appear in a dataset. There are two main types. One-way contingency tables show the frequency of a single categorical variable. Example, if we surveyed healthcare workers and counted how many are nurses, doctors, or technicians, that would be a one-way table. Two-way contingency tables involve two categorical variables, one for rows, one for columns. Example, if we also recorded gender along with occupation, we could see how many male versus female healthcare workers are in each profession. How do we use these tables? Once we set up a contingency table, we can calculate proportions of individual variables, like the percentage of healthcare workers who are nurses, conditional probabilities, like the proportion of female healthcare workers who are physicians. This is written as P, physician, 1, female, equals 33/733 equals 0.045. These conditional probabilities help us determine if two variables, like employment type and gender, are independent or dependent. Why does this matter? If two variables are independent, their distributions will be the same across categories. But if they're dependent, there's a pattern, like if significantly more women than men work as nurses. This leads us into a key statistical test, the chi-square test of independence, which we'll cover in another episode. Key takeaways. Contingency tables help organize categorical data into frequencies. One-way tables track a single variable. Two-way tables compare two variables. We can use these tables to compute proportions and conditional probabilities. Understanding independence versus dependence in data helps us draw conclusions in real-world studies. Want to dive deeper? Check out Open Intro Statistics, 4th edition, 2022, pages 229 to 239 cover testing for goodness of fit using chi-square. That's it for today. Thanks for tuning in. Stay curious, keep questioning, and we'll catch you next time on Undergrad Stats.